Yeah, so I'm just I'm Mary Jays and I'm interested in crashes. The crash I'd like to talk about in this project is a recent stock market crash. What I'm interested in is how we can listen to that crash. As it turns out, I'm not the first one to think about what the stock market crash would sound like. Emerald Suspension is a group that recorded experimental music compositions in 2006. They created conceptual arrangements that were structured based on patterns created by the stock market, economic indicators, algorithms, and other data sources. The track that I'm going to play for you is called The Misery Index. It's an experimental recording based on the historical patterns of inflation and unemployment. The instrumentation mixes tuned, synthesized noise and bowed metal to set an appropriately dismal tone. The next part of the project that I want to share with you are some answers that I got from the internet through Twitter and my blog, clusterflock.org. One is from a friend named Andrew Simone. He writes, "Have you ever dropped a 22-inch gong on your toe and yelled situationally appropriate vocables?" Sounds just like that. On Clusterflock, I received one answer from Michael Smith. He wrote, "A baby grand piano falling from a Fifth Avenue penthouse and landing in front of a Brinks armored truck carrying $700 billion in nickels." I don't have most of those parts, but I did put together something. The one element that I did have was the $7 billion in nickels. The last thing that I'll play for you before I wrap up the show is something you can find from GeneFX.com called the Tiktrola, and it combines philosophies behind two of Thomas Edison's greatest inventions, the ticker tape and the Victrola. So apparently, the Tiktrola converts stock data to tones so that you can keep your ear on the market. It's a piece of software that you can get, and you literally listen to the market. I wanted to know what the market would sound like, and they have a sample of what Black Monday in 1987 sounds like. They say that you can hear the market becoming sickly a few days before October 19th, the day of the crash.
Thank you.
So that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. I'll just take you out with one last clip.